is Ryan Stack. Ryan Stack running for one of three seats that will be filled on the Heber City Council. Six candidates. And Ryan, why should we choose you? Here's your chance to give kind of a closing statement to your voters as they're now casting their ballots in the mail.
Sure, Dan, and thank you so much for having me on this morning. It's really good to be here, and I was hoping to have a chance just to spend a minute on my background, recap why I'm running, and then get to my platform and why I think I deserve one of your three votes.
If you go too long, we'll get the hook out.
Fair enough. Okay. I'll keep my eyes open for that hook. So, you know, I've been married 15 years to my amazing wife, Heather. She's a Utah native. She's involved here with Wasatch County MOPS. We have three kids, 9, 7, and 4. And my full-time job, I'm an attorney over in Summit County. And you know, a little bit about why I'm running. There are three open seats on the council, as you've mentioned, and this election comes at a pivotal time for us. There are some big issues facing the city. We've got the general plan rewrite with the Envision 2050 process, looking at the Sorenson annexation, the bypass, shaping the growth, issues of wanting to create and preserve open space and trails, affordable housing, and so on. You know, Dan, these issues demand leadership, the ability to set and reach goals, and the ability to work cooperatively with other public entities here in the county. We need council members with vision who will confront and get ahead of these challenges so we can turn them into opportunities. So why vote for me? You know, I'm community-minded, I have relevant experience, and I've dedicated my career to public service. I'm the only candidate who's a practicing attorney, so I bring a unique skill set to the table. I've been serving Utah communities as a public prosecutor for 12 years. I've been a member of the Heber City the Heber City Planning Commission for the last 4.5 years, most recently serving as its vice chair. I currently serve on the Envision 2050 Steering Committee. And so our city's at a crossroads that demands vision and leadership. We need proactive leaders, not reactive managers. If elected, I want to be a constructive member of the council, and we may not always agree on the council, and that's okay. I think people expect that as part of the process, but I pledge to get along with everyone and be cooperative and be a positive voice. Leadership is so much more than just negating everybody else's point of view without having any of your own. So I want to help lead us forward and not merely react to what's happening. I want to work cooperatively with the mayor, other council members, city staff, and the city manager, not be an antagonist, but be cooperative. So what does my platform involve? I'm focusing on three key things as part of my platform: planning with vision, looking at open space and trails, and transportation issues. As part of planning with vision, let's start with downtown. Let's look at our main street and let's engage in some revitalization efforts, focus on downtown infill and redevelopment. You know, the Planning Commission has been working on a downtown infill ordinance to open up our infill options to more investment downtown. Let's revitalize Main Street, make it a destination, not a thoroughfare, a place people want to drive to instead of through. I think we have an opportunity to make it the commercial hub, the crown jewel of this valley. Let's do that. And that works part and parcel with what we're looking at with the bypass as well, to get the through traffic and the semis off Main Street, make it a safe place, make it a walkable place. Part of planning with vision means looking at the Sorenson annexation. What's going to be best for Heber City? Let's make sure we're in a position where we can control the growth, because if we're not at the table, we're going to be on the menu, and the growth is going to impact us, and we won't have a say. So let's make sure that we're making decisions in the best interest of the city, not just for today, but for 20, 30, 40 years down the road. We need to plan long-term. We need vision. We need housing diversity across multiple price points, so the people who work and serve in Heber can actually afford to live here. Let's look at some open space and some trails. Let's look at a lake-to-lake trail. That's something I've heard a lot of support for. Let's work with the county and let's make it happen. Let's continue to do our trails master plan build-out, get some connectivity, look at parks and civic spaces, and with transportation as well, working on a transportation master plan, focus on the bypass, focus on our roads and our infrastructure. These are all things we need to do. I think they're in the best interest of the city, and this is why I'm running.
Well, I have one question for you, and that's it, in about 30 seconds. Another candidate said very clearly what he would do while waiting for the bypass to be completed. In other words, we want to revitalize Main Street before 50 years from now or 20 years from now. How do we make it an active, open place when the bypass is still some years off? Absolutely, we want that bypass built for the most part. I think people will agree with that. What do you do in the meantime so that you don't have to delay the development downtown?
I think it starts with the envision process, looking at our code rewrite that's supposed to happen next year after we adopt a new general plan, and make sure we have codes and ordinances in place that attract investment downtown, that make it a place that businesses actually want to be, where they know that they have the support of the city, where they can come and thrive. We look at ways to make Main Street safer for pedestrians. Let's look at some more street trees, continue with the mayor's efforts to beautify Main Street, work with CAMS. I think those are all positive efforts. There are other options that have been mentioned, but a lot of those are based on a 16-year-old transportation plan. Mm-hmm. So we have to be careful that we're not making decisions based on stale and outdated data.